But Pop, it's a full moon!
Apple.
Mankind's most noble goal.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
Forecast showers and thunderstorms today with strong southwesterly winds.
There's nothing on.
Miles per
go to the guide.
Okay.
Go to the guide.
Talk shows, sports, news.
No.
Angry teens?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Oh, no. There's a fashion panic marathon on.
No.
Please, please, please.
Fine.
Yay! Thank you so much. I love it.
You truly owe me.
Wait.
What?
Patio Nightmares is on the renovation channel.
I thought you wanted fashion panic.
Is that better?
It's fine. I don't care. You pick.
Oh, we still have to finish Celebrity Jail.
Great. Let's do that.
Well, when else am I going to get you to watch Fashion Panic with me?
Then let's do that.
No. Food Zone.
Oh my god.
Where are you going? Hey babe, should we just not watch TV? Because I feel... I had this whole weekend and I didn't do any writing. Babe?
Here. Happy birthday.
What? Hey, what is this? Shouldn't I wait until tomorrow?
Just open it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
A decider?
Yeah, it helps you make decisions. Like, haven't you seen the commercials for this?
No.
I was like, Mallory needs this.
Wow. Using mind scan technology, the decider tells you how satisfied you will be with any potential decision? That's crazy. No way can they do that.
They better be able to. This thing isn't cheap. But open it, open it. I've been wanting to see how this works for like a month.
Okay.
What if you could predict your own happiness? Carry the future in your pocket. Never make another decision alone. What if you had a device that could tell you exactly how satisfied you'd be with any decision you make? I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and today on The Truth, indecision is a thing of the past. With The Decider.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison. But it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And just a quick content warning, today's episode has some strong language and deals with adult themes. Okay, here we go. This is The Decider.
Open it, open it. I've been wanting to see how this works for like a month.
Okay. Ooh, looks like a little Tamagotchi or something. Okay. Hold decider in dominant hand and consider any decision. Your personalized satisfaction score between 1 and 100 will be revealed on the digital display. Where is that? Oh, wow. Okay, what if we watched Fashion Panic?
What's it say?
79?
Is that true? I mean, would you feel 79% satisfied with Fashion Panic?
Probably. What if we watched Celebrity Jail? 42.
Oh my god.
That sounds right.
Can I try?
Yeah.
Dominant hand. Should I take banjo lessons? Error, wrong user.
Oh, whoa. That's crazy. I think it imprinted to me.
Oh.
Oh, it's like a little baby duck. Like a little silver baby duck. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I guess I'm going to be making all the decisions for the foreseeable future, so...
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Just make informed decisions.
Okay. Wow. Let's ask it some more stuff.
Yes.
What if I went to the gym right now? 87.
Okay, gotta go to the gym. Let's go.
No.
Let's
what go. If I just stayed home and watched TV instead? 58?
Yeah, I mean, that feels like you
no,
go to the
no,
gym.
No. What if I became a vegan? Oh my god, 73?
That's hard though.
What if I stabbed my eyes out with this pen? Zero.
How about asking if we should go to dinner tonight?
Oh, what's the name of that place? A new place on 15th Street. Should we go to the new place on 15th Street?
Oh, 85. Great.
What if we could get higher? Let's not sell ourselves short.
I mean, keep in mind, this is how happy you will be with dinner.
What if we go to Sotto Voce? 62?
Let's just go to the new place. Okay, we could do this forever.
Okay, fine.
So, is this what an 85 dinner feels like?
Yeah. I mean, this burger is incredible. It makes me wonder, like, if this is 85, I can't even imagine what a 100 place would be.
But, like, 100 isn't a perfect meal. It just means you're 100% satisfied. So, like, that just means that you have, like, zero regrets.
So you're saying that I 15% regret eating here?
Yes.
And that makes me wonder what I don't like about it.
Well, I guess, you know, there's only one way to enjoy something even more. You know?
What?
Is to spend the whole time wondering what you don't like about it.
Okay.
So then if we do that, then maybe we'll get down to, 72? And then we shouldn't even come in the first place.
Okay.
Can I fry?
Yeah. Thank you.
Good morning, birthday girl. I gotta go, okay?
Why are you leaving so early?
I have a big project too, so I need to make up time. But you have a birthday day, okay?
I do, okay.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna sleep in forever.
Good.
Oh my god.
What?
It's Tom. He just texted me. Dana called in sick and he wants me to come in and cover for her.
Did you tell him it's your birthday?
Yes, of course I told him it's my birthday.
Okay, then tell him you can't do it.
Ugh, he's so guilt trippy.
That dude. I gotta go. I gotta go. I love you.
I love you.
We'll celebrate tonight.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you are. What if I quit my job?
96? Whoa.
I can't argue with that. Okay. Okay. 96. 96. Tom! Hi! I can't come in today. I'm not going to come in anymore. I quit. I'm quitting. Well, I can't. I can't give you 2 weeks' notice. Because I don't want to. Maybe just a tip, try treating your female servers with some respect, and then maybe you will get some real respect back, okay? Bye! Oh my god, this is what 96 feels like. Oh my god. Oh my little D, my little decider. Oh my god, little D, I can do whatever I want now. What have I never done that I have always wanted to do? Oh, should I go to Coney Island? 89? Let's do it. Should I get that giant pina colada? 74 is good enough. Oh, that is strong. Should I play that water gun game? 98? Shut up, you liar.
Anyone you want, anyone you like.
I'll take the giant banana.
That's right, somebody else.
I've always wanted this banana. Should I get a hot dog? 95. Mmm, so good. What now? Ooh, should I go to the aquarium? 42. What if I go to the Humane Society and play with puppies? 87? This is the best day! What if I went to that new exhibit at the Met? 91, doing it. What if I went to a different ramen place for every meal? 97, I'm truly living my best life. What if I tried Zumba? 80. What if I tried cocaine? 53. Okay, that's interesting. What if I walked down the street naked? 6. What if I went to the M&M store? 74. What if I went to the Bronx Zoo wearing a tiger costume? 69.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm tired. How are you?
I'm so good. I took a crocheting class today. Did you know that you can take a crocheting class?
Yeah, I know crocheting classes are a thing.
And now I'm cooking chana masala.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
So, any luck with the job search?
No. I asked the decider about some different jobs, but the highest I got was a 58. So, I don't know. If you think of something that I can do and have time for writing, just let me know.
I did think of something.
What is it?
Remember my coworker Sohum?
Yeah.
Well, his wife, Emmy, works for this website, Foodster.
Oh my god.
You know it?
Yeah.
Well, they're looking for a new food blogger.
Oh.
So I gave her your writing sample.
You did?
Yes. Is that okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And she said you can meet with her if you want. She liked them, so that's good.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's a dream.
I know. I mean, I can't guarantee anything, but she's super cool, and like, you've actually met her before, if you remember.
No, thank you so much for doing that for me.
Of course.
Thank you, I love you.
I love you too.
What should I wear to the interview? Should I wear my green dress? Pantsuit? Jumpsuit?
Ask about Tevas. I feel like they're coming back.
I'm working.
Sorry.
That's how I feel about ramen. Like, I see it and I just like, I turn into a total monster. It's embarrassing, but it's true.
I get it.
Anyway, listen, I just want to be like completely honest with you. All cards on the table. We need to fill this writer's position like yesterday.
Okay.
But I love your writing. I love your whole jumpsuit vibe. I love your like awkward but on purpose hair.
Oh, that's on accident.
Yeah, so I just think that you would be so great as our bowls editor. It's like you would be doing like listicles of all these yummy foods that come in bowls. So what do you think?
You want to pay me to list things that I eat in bowls?
Yeah, and just talk about how yummy they are.
Wow.
Is that like for blood sugar? Are you checking your blood sugar?
Hey, how'd the meeting go?
It went really well.
So, what happened?
She said the job was mine if I wanted it.
Oh my god! Yeah. That's amazing! Congratulations! Why don't you look happy?
I turned it down.
Why? What happened?
You're not going to like why.
Why? Just tell me.
I got a bad number on the decider.
Mel, you're not supposed to use the decider for big life things.
It's never been wrong before.
What number did you get?
I don't want to tell you.
What'd you get?
But can you please
Mal,
just trust
what'd you
me?
Get?
It was a 78.
A 78? A 78 is great. Like, I would love to be 78% satisfied with my job.
Well, I want something better than that. Don't you want me to be happy?
Yes, I do. But I also want you to have a real job, like an actual job, and actually contribute to rent. And
oh
like,
my god, is this about rent?
No, it's... Look, Mal, lately it's been like... You're just skipping around, doing whatever, like suddenly the perfect life is just gonna happen, you know? But there is no perfect. 100% satisfied does not exist. And if we're gonna like, maybe spend the rest of our lives together, then this has to really feel like an equal partnership.
Are you saying you wanna get married?
Look, not now, okay? But someday, yeah. I mean, isn't that what you want? Is it? Did you just ask the decider if we should be together? What does it say?
Sixty.
Do you believe that? So what are you saying? What's happening?
I'm so sorry. Okay, Lil D, it's time to get what I deserve. No one is going to tell me to settle anymore. So, ultimate goal, professional writer. How to get there? Should I write a screenplay? 25, okay, that's fine. Should I try to get work as a copywriter? 31, ugh. Should I go back to school for an MFA? 29, fine. Well, should I just call Emmy back and beg her for the food writing job? 10, good, yeah, I didn't want to anyway. Should I write and publish my own ebook? 17? What the hell? Where did all my 80s and 90s go? I don't know, what if I became a trapeze artist? Join the military? Should I move to Mongolia and live in a yurt? Oh, just give me the answer. Don't they just have a model of this thing that tells you what to do?
So what, am I just supposed to quit trying to find a job? Should I just waste all my money until I die on the street? Zero, okay, great. Should I just keep trying and trying until the perfect job comes up? 22? What the fuck, man? Should I just accept that I'll be unhappy no matter what I do? Zero. Great. Okay. There are no options then. I'll just be unhappy and I won't like it and that's my life now? Fuck that. What if I stopped listening to you at all? What if I destroyed you? How would you like that? 100.
I did it. Wait. Really? What if I destroyed you? 100, but what? I don't... You're wrong. Or you're lying to me. Can you do that? Oh my god, if you're wrong or lying to me, then I should get rid of you. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Should I keep you? Zero, should I destroy you? 100? How about little D? How am I gonna live without you? You're all I have right now. Oh, God, but you're giving me no choice. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I have no choice. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What do I do now? What do I do now? Fashion panic. I'm going to watch Fashion Panic.
The Decider, written by Becca Shaw and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. Our story was performed by Tally Medell and Tim Platt, with Kelsey Bailey. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Find out more at radiotopia.fm. And you can learn more about our show at our website, thetruthpodcast.com. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern is Madeline Stouffer. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.